Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Training camp is underway, which means we're getting ready for a new NFL season. As you guys know, every Friday is question and answer day, so I will answer questions that you guys send me. Can't promise I will get to each question each week. In fact, I can promise you there's no way I can do that. If you guys ask a question, and I think it's a good one, I will do my best to answer it in a timely manner. So don't be upset or hurt if I don't answer it that week. And again, the only questions that I'm going to answer are ones that are going to be strictly about the game. So I mean stuff that's going on the field. If you're asking me stuff about, you know, what's going on with this player's suspension, or, you know, why isn't this guy reported to training camp yet, don't care about any of that stuff. This show is called the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. We focus on players and performance. So with that being said, every Friday now, in addition to answering your guys' questions, this is starting next week, by the way, I'm going to be giving a weekly training camp recap. So in addition to that, I'll be going over big things that happen in training camp during the week, and also some things that you may not necessarily be hearing about in the media as well. So definitely want to try to give you guys always a fresh perspective on things. So excited to start that next week. And again, today's question day. So I'm going to be answering four different questions. So I want to give shout outs to Roger Lang, Abdul Kader, hopefully I'm saying that right, Rabani Williams, and Alex Tanner. The questions you guys asked are the ones that I wanted to go with this week, just because I think these are questions that they're good questions that intrigue me to answer, and they're also relevant, being that, you know, we're talking about the up and coming NFL season. So I wanted to answer Rabani's question first, and you know, Rabani had asked me, he said you're really big on Ronald Jones, the running back from USC. But if you look at who he played against, you know, in college, you know, it was very garbage competition. And he essentially said that these guys, the competition they played against, you know, Pac-12, can't tackle. So look, you know, in terms of who, you know, Ronald Jones went against, yeah, you know, absolutely. A lot of his competition, those guys couldn't tackle anything. When you look at a lot of the big runs that he had and the way he pulled off those runs, if he was going against NFL competition, yeah, a lot of those times he would have gotten stopped in the backfield. The reason why I still rank him very high is his two things. Number one, his raw ability, and number two, there's tape of him going up against better defenses, Ohio State and Alabama, and in terms of how he looked on that tape, still looked really, really good. When you want to look at initial explosion, to me, he's number two in the draft outside of Saquon Barkley. He's truly a slashing running back that gets to the second level probably as quick as anyone outside of Barkley. Start and stop ability, you know, he's got tremendous start and stop ability. He finishes runs. He's got good vision. I think he can develop that vision some more. There are some guys in the draft who I thought had better vision, but look, Saquon Barkley doesn't have the best vision in the draft. I actually thought it was Rashad Penny, but ultimately, when I look at what Ronald Jones brings to the table, reminds me a lot of Jamal Charles, the way he runs, the style. So for me, seeing what his raw ability is and seeing him go against better competition, thinking about how that's going to translate to the NFL, that's why I'm so high on Ronald Jones, and I believe that he's going to be a great running back in this league. So thank you, Rabani, for that question. Next, I did want to answer Roger Lang's question, and his question is about the Dallas Cowboys and really how I think they're going to be this next year. So I'll say this, Roger. I think for the Cowboys, what it really comes down to is three things. Number one, if Zeke is out for any period of time, that team's not going to win football games. They need Zeke in there to win games. Dak and the receiving core that they have, it's just not enough without Zeke. He is the most important player on that entire team, hands down. It's not even close. So they don't have a run game. They're not going to win. But also, I do think it depends. A lot of it depends secondarily on Zach. Zeke is really the main priority. If he gets going, it's going to help everything. It's going to help Dak. It's going to help their defense. But secondarily, yeah, Dak Prescott needs to play better. And I think that, one thing that'll help Dak Prescott a little bit is, right now, he has a number of different wide receivers in there, and none of these are really a true number one receiver. What I think it's going to force him to do is scan the field more than he has in the past. So I think just with the sometimes, if you don't have that true number one receiver, and then you're a quarterback that really has to go through your reads and your progression, sometimes you can get better because of that. So that is a plus if you think about it. But then third thing, Roger, is that I believe that Dallas really has the potential to have a great defense. They have good guys on the interior part of their defensive line, guys that can rush the passer. DeMarcus Lawrence is coming off of a career year. And then you look at Randy Gregory, what Randy Gregory was capable of doing at Nebraska, and his initial, not even just Randy Gregory's initial get off, but Randy Gregory had the best closing speed of any pass rusher in that draft. Watch Gregory after he gets into the backfield, what his closing speed looks like. I mean, it's super fast. If you look at him last year, there were times that, not last year, but in the past, I saw him go against Jason Peters and absolutely whoop him on a few plays. So I think Randy Gregory is going to be tremendous. Also, you got Jalen Smith and Miles Jack, the two most versatile linebackers to be drafted in the last several years. You have him coming back. Sean Lee, you drafted Leighton Van Der Esch. So, I mean, there's a lot to like about the Cowboys defense, but going back to what I said initially, Zeke being healthy and being there all 16 games, it is going to make Dak and that defense better. So that's why I say Zeke is still the main priority, but secondarily, again, Dak Prescott developing as a quarterback, that's going to be huge. And also, Roger, what they can do on defense. So sticking with the NFC East, I appreciate Abdul, the question you had asked me, which was about the Giants and how I think they're going to perform this year. So I talked about it on my NFL preview show. And, I said the one thing about the Giants that scares me is that everyone acts like that. Their offensive line is so much better than what it was last year. Look, having a left tackle, a good left tackle, is huge. So, look, I'm glad they have, as a Giants fan, I'm glad they have Nate Solder. But you have to remember that, they got rid of Justin Pugh, who was their best guard, and they got rid of Weston Richburg, who was becoming one of the best centers in the NFL. So, with that being said, they lost a great guard, and they not a great guard, but a really good one, a solid one. And they lost a guy that I thought was becoming really, you could say borderline excellent center. So those are two tough losses. I would feel differently if they kept those guys. But yeah, I love getting Nate Solder. I believe Will Hernandez is going to end up being a better pro than what Justin Pugh was. But the right part of the offensive line, look, there's still going to be, I think, some issues there. With Ereck Flowers, I want to see what he does on the right side of the offensive line. My concern is that he just doesn't have a lot of natural bend, and I don't know if that's something that's ever really been fixed. So, if he's not winning the leverage battle, I mean, it doesn't matter if you put him on the left or the right, same shit's still going to happen. So, we definitely hope that this will help. But Definitely the offensive line and the defense is what concerns me. The defense is not as much of a liability as some people say. Some people say, oh, their defense is awful, but you got to remember they got talent in their secondary. Landon Collins, one of the best safeties in the game. He wasn't quite as good last year as he was the year before, but when you just evaluate him on tape, still an excellent player. And you know, they have a really young cornerback in Eli Apple, who a lot of people have written off already. And you got to remember, this guy has some amazing talent. And I believe with the right people around him and the right work ethic, this guy can still be a really good cornerback. And then you have Janoris Jenkins, a guy who's still capable of playing amazing football at the cornerback position. Is Jack Rabbit at his very best ever? No, I think he might be. He might be a little bit past his prime, but when you look at him overall, he's still a solid cornerback. You have William Gay there in the secondary coming over from Pittsburgh. And, you know, one big pickup that they had is Alec Ogletree. You know, in the past, you know, when the Giants have had someone solid at middle linebacker position, it's helped their defense. So I think Saquon Barkley, just like Zeke is for the Cowboys, he's going to be the most important player on the Giants next year. He really is. Because I could say this, if the Giants do not, let's say, God forbid, Saquon Barkley gets injured in the first week of next year for the whole season, I don't think they're making the playoffs. If Zeke gets injured, I don't think the Cowboys are making the playoffs if they get injured early. So, people always talked about the running backs were extinct. You know, today there are some teams where the running back is the most important player on that team, and I think that is the case for both the Cowboys and the Giants going into this next year. So I think in terms of answering kind of both of your guys' questions, Roger and Abdul, just going back to both you guys, these teams I think are comparable in terms of what their records will be. I see them both ranging somewhere between 8-8 and 10-6 for both the Cowboys and the Giants. And look, a lot of it depends on how certain players play, as I mentioned. So we'll see what happens with that. The last question I am going to answer is from Alex Tanner. And Alex had asked me, he said, if I was starting a franchise and had a short list of quarterbacks to draft, who would I look to draft? You know, there are really, for me, there's about seven guys right now that I would look at drafting if I was starting a team. One guy I would definitely look at, and this to be honest, if you were to ask me if I can draft one quarterback right now, really I've put some more time into it, but really, if I could draft any one guy right now and start a team with him, I would really draft Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll tell you why. He goes through his progressions probably as fast as any quarterback in the league right now. And when you just look at his release and his intelligence, look, the guy not only does he have very, very special physical tools, on top of that, What makes a really good quarterback great, I find oftentimes, is their mentality, their approach to the game. This guy studied for a number of years under Tom Brady, and his mentality and approach to the game. When I hear from him in the media, it sounds really similar. When I hear him talk in the media, I said, this is a guy that can lead our franchise for 10 years, and a guy that is really going to do the extra work to become great. Look, I feel one thing that I am good at is reading people, and look, you can't tell for sure, but I think this guy, you know, what he says, he means it. And when you want to talk about physical tools, intelligence, and just all the intangibles, this guy has everything it takes to become the best quarterback of this generation. Another guy that I would look at on that list is going to be Derek Carr. Derek Carr has proven himself over the last number of years that he is a top quarterback in this league, and he definitely is. Russell Wilson's another guy that I'd look at. Russell Wilson is good enough right now, and he proved it last year where he can pretty much carry a team. Russell Wilson is playing his best football right now, and if you ask me, just the path that he's on, this is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and a guy that has really gone from being a guy that's just, you know, a really good really good quarterback to a guy that literally is good enough to carry a team, and he's so special that he's at the point now where he can do that. Last year was his, you know, I thought his best football ever. Mitchell Trubisky, another guy, a guy that can make a throw from any angle. Mitchell Trubisky, I believe also, especially with the offense that he's in right now, this is a guy that's capable of being the best quarterback of this generation. Big on Jared Goff as well. I think out of all these quarterbacks, Jared Goff is going to probably have the most success of anyone this year because he's got the pieces around him. He's got a coaching system that works for him and a scheme that works for him. I think this year, Jared Goff could end up being the league MVP. And if I had to predict right now, if I had to say, you know, who do I think is going to be most likely to win league MVP, I'm really putting Jared Goff up there. I think he's going to have a huge year there in Los Angeles. And also two other guys that I'd look at are Andrew Luck. I know Andrew Luck has had shoulder problems, but look, if he can go back to being healthy and get some reps and some time under him, this is a guy that is still capable of being one of the most one of the very elite quarterbacks in the NFL. You have to remember when he came out of college, he was the highest touted prospect since Peyton Manning. And look, there's a reason for that. And then, of course, you have Deshaun Watson as well. Deshaun Watson, you know, and Jimmy Garoppolo, both of these guys, you know, don't have a huge sample size. Neither does Trubisky. But when you look at all these guys, their game tape is so incredible and so clean and so obvious that even with a small sample size, these guys can do everything that you ask of them. Behind those guys, you know, there's Winston and Mariota, but, you know, the guys I mentioned, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitchell Trubisky, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Andrew Luck, and Deshaun Watson, that would definitely be my short list. Guys like Mariota and Winston, especially with what's happened with Winston lately, I would put them after those guys. But look, the NFL, it's competitive right now. I mean, I don't remember the last time that we've had so many really high-level quarterbacks playing at the same time. Look, I didn't even mention, you know, guys like Matt Ryan and Matthew Stafford, so or even Aaron Rodgers because of his age. So that just goes to show you how great the quarterback position is right now at the NFL, which ultimately makes football you know, a more exciting game overall. So with that being said, I appreciate the questions that you guys sent to me this week. Again, next week, I'm going to be answering questions, but also in addition to that, going to be giving you a weekly training camp recap where I'm going to talk about stuff that went on during that week of training camp, but also some things that you may not be thinking about to give you guys a fresh perspective on things. I am Steve the Scout signing off. You guys have a great weekend. Until next time.